Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home for your next Disney or Universal vacation, contact Elite Vacation Homes at elitevacationhomes.com. Show's also being brought to you by American Tourist Travel. Let us book your next Disney vacation, Universal vacation, or any other vacation you can dream of at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for Disney World, Universal Studios, or anywhere else in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. And our last sponsor is David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Boardwalk, the Yacht and Beach Club, the Wilderness Lodge, the Animal Kingdom, Old Key West, Saratoga, you know them all, guys. Contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at dvcrentals.com. And now on with the show. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined this week by our good buddy John Peters from down in Florida. How you doing, John? Pull up a stool.
Good, good, good. Happy to be here.
Yeah, we got a nice shiny stool sitting there for you, John.
Well, I'll take the seat.
So, we got to start off some trouble first to start the show. Your Tampa Bay Buccaneers are playing my Philadelphia Eagles today, and I'm hoping you win.
Well, I know the Bucs will do their damnedest to lose. So.
And I just know everybody in Philly will get on me, but I'm actually known as the number one Chip Philly hater in the city. And the reason being, John, is he didn't want us to begin with. We were his second choice. He wanted to stay at Oregon, and the school got brought up on sanctions, and then he decided to stay with us. So I don't want to be anybody's second choice. Unless it's out in the podcast world, I'll be Lou's or be our guest much. We'll be third or fourth choice. But you know what I'm saying. Like, I don't like college coaches to begin with. I don't think his whole hurry up and get it wrong attitude is right. Hurry up offenses work here and there, but not the entire game, especially when your team goes three and out four times and your defense run around with their tongues hanging on the field.
Yep.
You know, so I'm not a big Chip Kelly fan, as you could see. So if your Bucks beat them today, it's one step closer for me getting a new coach.
Alrighty then.
So you were down at Disney World, buddy, recently?
Yeah, I went down there. We went over to Epcot last night, and then the weekend before last Saturday, we went to Hollywood Studios and Epcot both. So.
Now, you didn't happen to see the Osborne lights, did you?
Yes, we did. We did happen to walk over there and take a gander.
I figured you did. So we'll get into that a little bit later on in the show. We'll talk about, you know, a little bit of the Christmas decorations already being up. I'm this guy that I totally love Christmas, but I do wish the Christmas music would wait till the day after Thanksgiving.
No, it's there. It's
everywhere. Yeah. I mean, they started playing Christmas music here on some of the stations in September. It's like, let me enjoy the rest of my summer, please. So, but did you hear about Captain EO's going away?
I think I had heard a couple of weeks ago they were finally shutting that down. They're going to put, a Pixar preview or short films or something?
Yeah, it's supposed to be they're going to put in all kind of short films. You'll go in there and get to see. And I'm happy about it. I mean, you know, kind of broke my heart that Captain EO's going away.
I can hear the pain in your voice.
Oh, absolutely. And just so I don't get all the hate emails, I had no problem with Michael Jackson. I enjoyed Michael Jackson's music when I was growing up. It didn't bother me. I could take him or leave him. It ain't about that. I liked a lot of his stuff. I thought he was a great dancer, blah, blah, blah. But the show, you see, I don't think it had any replayability if you play. After I seen it once, I was like over it.
I saw it when I was a kid.
Awesome when you were a kid.
Yeah. It was right after, you know, the Star Wars and all that stuff, and I liked it a lot when I was in 87, 88 when I saw it. And then when it came back, I had every intention in going back over there and seeing it at least one more time just to, you know, relive some memories, and I never even got around to it. So there you go. So.
Yeah, me and Brent did it a couple times in the last few years, and it was only supposed to, it came back in 2010. It was only supposed to be temporary, and we still can't get rid of it.
5 years later.
Yeah, because we were down there. I was like, oh, I never seen this. I want to go see it because, you know, I've told the story a million times. I never got down there as a kid, so every time my wife don't want to go back down, I never went as a child. You know, so I got to go more now to make up for it. It's one of my
there
issues.
You go.
But yeah, I didn't get to see it as a kid. So when it came back in 2010, I was really excited about it. But after I seen it, I was no longer excited about it. So, and we'll quit beating on the river. I mean, we'll keep beating on Captain EO and move over to the River of Lights. Did you see the new video on that?
No, I didn't catch that.
If you get a chance, hop on WDW Magic or the Disney Parks blog.
Okay.
The video is really cool. It has Joe Rohde in it, and he talks about a lot of the new, like, he gives you more details of what the River of Lights is going to include. And it really looks cool because, like, fireflies take over the Tree of Life.
Okay, cool.
And then it, like, shows all these butterflies, like, the Tree of Life is opening up, and then it's supposed to tell you stories about all the animals on the Tree of Life. And then it shows all these different, like, I guess they look like flowers or whatever, and I could be wrong, so don't yell at me, guys. But it looks like these little pod, like lily pads or pods that are out on the water, and they all open up and lights and stuff come out. That's the way it looks like to me. It looks like the barges kind of from Illuminations, but now they're like flower pods over here at the River of Lights. I mean, I'm really excited about this. What about you?
Absolutely. I love Illuminations. I like Fantasmic and Wishes both. So I'm really excited to see a night show coming to Animal Kingdom. So I'm really looking forward to it. What are they saying? The spring of next year is about when we're going to...
2016. And, I mean, I can't wait. I mean, you know, everybody knows that listens to this show. I'm, like, the biggest Animal Kingdom geek. You know. And speaking of the Animal Kingdom, did you also see now they're adding... Flights of Wonder, one of my favorite things. Do you get to see that often?
We've seen it a couple of times, but I haven't. That's one of the ones that's on our list to see again. We haven't seen it in many years. So.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. I love that show, and I was just talking to a friend of mine that just seen it, and we were going on and on about the best thing for me. I love the entire show, but just the eagle, when he comes out, it makes you so proud to be American.
Right, you feel patriotic.
Yeah, he has such attitude. It's like he knows he's it. he smells himself. He goes, I'm the man of this show. But they're offering FastPass now for that.
Okay.
Which is pretty cool. I mean, it's kind of like it's one of those things where you don't need it, but when you have to do your pot of three, you know how you have your different selections on your FastPass tiers? It would be nice just to grab that, just to know you have it so you're not worrying about it.
Right. So,
you got to check that out on your next visit.
Yeah, we need to get over there and see that. We had just this year finally seen Lion King again. Hadn't seen that in years, and finally for the first time saw the Finding Nemo musical. So
that's pretty cool. The seats are a little uncomfortable, but the show is good.
Yeah, the show was really enjoyable, but you are correct on them seats. So.
I mean, I guess they don't want you getting comfortable.
Move it on now.
Yeah, so we got to clean this place up. I know it's basically for sanitary reasons, because they're easier to clean.
Right.
But, you know, it isn't like they could have given you a little bit more comfort. I mean, they're just hard to the 10th degree.
Yes.
Next thing over to Animal Kingdom, buddy, is did you see Tiffin's is going to be a new signature restaurant over at the Animal Kingdom?
No, I was slacking on the news this week.
Oh, man, I got to keep you in the loop. It's called Tiffin's Signature Restaurant, opening at Disney's Animal Kingdom in the spring of 2016. It's from the Disney Parks blog. Tiffin's will celebrate the art of traveling, featured a diverse menu drawing from places that inspired the creations of Disney's Animal Kingdom. Open for both lunch and dinner, Tiffin's will also include waterfront views from comfortable indoor and outdoor seating areas. And if you're wondering about the story behind the name Tiffin, is an Indian English word for a midday meal or a type of container used to carry food while traveling. The restaurant will be located at the rear of Pizza Safari on Discovery Island on a newly cleared piece of land. The area has been under construction for the last year and is the unnamed restaurant project that was originally uncovered back in November. So everybody knew this was coming. It's going to be Tiffin's. And, you know, it coincides with the River of Light. So I'm sure it'll be... Eventually, there's going to be some kind of a dining plan to see this.
Right. Yeah, that sounds appropriate.
Yeah, like they do with over there at Hollywood Studios, where to see Fantasmic, you get a dining plan. Same thing, special seating at the restaurants at Epcot for Illuminations. I'm sure something's going to come. And this will be one of the signature restaurants you're going to want to go to. I wonder if you can even see the River Lights from this restaurant.
We were over there a couple of weeks ago, and Pizza Safari was shut down, and so we knew they were building something behind it, but now we know what. So I don't know if you'd be able to see the River of Lights from that area or not.
Yeah, I wonder if there's going to be some kind of viewing, or I'm interested in that because it's saying the new seating area, so I want to check that out next time we're down there.
Did you say that's going to be a signature dining or just a sit-down dining?
It's a sit-down. I didn't see anything about signatures.
Okay,
so.
Okay. Okay, good. That's great. Well, we've ate at Yak and Yeti quite a few times and the Tusker House both and enjoy both of those, but it'd be nice to have another option out there. So.
Well, you know me with a... You know me with the Yak and Yeti. It's kind of
hard. Getting you away from the Yak and Yeti and your, fried wontons, right?
Exactly. Well, Dennis actually had them on his last trip, and he said I was not wrong. He said I did not steer him wrong, so. But I don't know. Next up, buddy, did you see that they actually, the Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party is almost sold out. All the end dates towards Christmas time is almost sold out. Have you done the Christmas party often?
No. My son, well, you know, we started getting really heavy core into Disney just a couple of years ago, and by that time he was a little too old to be interested in the Christmas party, and me and my wife keep meaning to go out there, just me and her, but we still haven't got around to it, so.
Yeah, the last couple nights are close to selling out, so usually how that works is it backtracks from Christmas Eve all the way back, you know what I'm saying, and the days fill up from there backwards instead of going from now forward.
Right.
So the closer you get to Christmas, the harder it is to get a ticket. So if you want to go those times, make sure you go over there and make your book, you know, pay for your tickets. Next thing up is Disney adds orange team capacity to Mission Space. They're adding extra orange. Do you do Mission Space much, or is this one of your favorite rides?
I enjoy it. I mean, it's okay, but and I finally did the orange, which one's the spinny side, the orange? So, yeah, I finally did that with my son I think this last trip. So that was the first time I actually got him on it. And we thought it was all right, but it's nothing, you know, it's not a signature or a big deal like it really should be. So.
Yeah, I think they pulled back even a little bit on both sides. But I don't know. I'm just not a fan of it. My brother-in-law, he loves it. It's not my favorite ride. I mean, it's one of those deals once every 5 or 6 trips down, I'll hop on it just to, you know, just to say I did it more than anything, or just to see what is, do I need to do this anymore? And the older I get, I don't see me doing it. You know what I mean? I just, it's that and Space Mountain are two rides that I don't do much anymore. I think I'm getting old.
Ever since I was really young, one of my favorite things actually to do at Magic Kingdom was the Mad Tea Party, and me and my buddies would get on there and spin that wheel and just really getting it rocking. And I kept doing that all the way up to my 30s with my son, and you know, he's about 7-8 years old, and he just had a blast. And I did that probably 4 years ago, 3 or 4 years ago, and that's the last time I rode the Mad Tea Party. You get to a certain age, and you just can't spin like you used to be able to. So, no more Mission Space, no more Mad Tea Party for me. So.
No, I can't. The Mad Tea Party, I could never do it. No, I could never. Man, I get queasy walking onto that. I could do it if you don't spin it. It just has to go nicely around. I'm the old fart that's just slowly moving around there, but I can't. If you start cranking on it, my godson started pulling on that. I thought I was gonna make it out of there alive. I was writing out my last will and testament on that ride.
Well, I think the last time I rode it, I even made the mistake of maybe imbibing in one or two too many beers the night before, and so that was just not a good idea. So yeah, that was last time I rode the Mad Tea Party. So,
and back over to the Animal Kingdom. Did you see any of the newer sites at the Pandora? They've been putting up they're picking up installation of the floating mountains in Pandora at the Disney's Animal Kingdom. Did you get to see any of that? Have you seen any of the construction over there?
Yeah. We took some pictures. We went in through the main or the Rainforest Cafe entrance the last time there.
The main or the Rainforest Cafe, whatever you want to call it.
But the Rainforest Cafe, we when you exit there, going into the park.
I know exactly what you're talking about. Or it's the one
spot
where you could sneak. We used to sneak back in through that way to have lunch there.
Absolutely. And there's actually, if you go in that way in the morning, there's, you know, very few people over there. So, yeah, where there's that elephant with the water shooting out of his nose.
Okay.
And,
yeah. The fountain.
But anyhow, from right about there, you can look right over the rock outcroppings and see a lot of the construction. You can see the floating mountains, and so they look like they're really moving along on it.
Yeah, I can't wait to see it, man. I mean, I'm so excited about the Animal Kingdom, and I'll tell you what, it's going to happen at a good time, because once the Animal Kingdom is done with all the latest updates and the River of Lights and Pandora and all the new restaurants and all, I think it's really going to give Disney the break they need over at the studios to free up capacity, because you know how packed the Animal Kingdom is going to be for this next year coming up in 2016?
Absolutely. It's going to be a madhouse with everything opening up. So.
Yeah, I mean, I cannot wait to see it. I am so happy that, I mean, the Animal Kingdom is going to get all the praise that it deserves, if you follow me, in my opinion.
Yep, that sounds like it. And really, really excited about it.
Well, if you're headed down then December 7th through December 10th of this year, the PTA is going to be closed. Do you love the People Mover?
One of my favorites. Yeah. That's always been one of my favorites and still is. So, yeah, I love the People Mover.
It's a great ride. It's just Disney all wrapped. It's just Disney. Everything that Disney represents is the People Mover, if you ask me. But the PTA is going to be closed for a slight little refurbishment. I mean, how many refurbishments is this little ride going to get? I mean, every time you turn around.
Change the wheels on them or something like that all the time. Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, so. I have no clue why that thing keeps shutting down. But what's that, like the third or fourth time in the last year? Because it was just painted last year.
Yeah, I was going to say, didn't it just go down for a couple of weeks to get the paint job and stuff?
Yeah. And then the other thing closing coming up is my brother's favorite thing. Do you like the Liberty Bell? Do you get on her much?
Yeah. Actually, that was on our list. We made up a list about 3 or 4 years ago of stuff that we have never done at all the parks, and it was kind of hard, but I came up with, actually in living here and going as much as we do, there was still a list of about 25 things we had never done, and Liberty Bell was on it, and since then we've been on it 3 or 4 times. So yeah, I enjoy that a lot, you know, just a real peaceful little float around the Tom Sawyer's Island.
Oh, so. It's cool. It's a hidden gem. I mean, I book trips for guests, and a lot of people don't even know that you can get on it. A lot of people think it's a prop.
Yeah, I think they think it's like the
Empress Lily of Fulton's Crab House.
Yeah. Out at Disney Springs, yeah, exactly.
I'm like, you can get on that, you know. I mean, there's a lot of times where me and Brennan would go on it just to give ourselves, to get out of the claustrophobia, if you follow me, get a break.
Right.
You know, sit back and breathe a little bit, stretch your legs out and your arms without having to bump into 50 people. But it's one of my brother's favorite things. But that's going to be – it's not a long closing, but it's going to be closed January 18th through to January 22nd of next year. And reopen on the 23rd, but that's another ride that goes down quite a bit.
Yeah, I think anything, especially that with the water, I think they have to refurb those boats quite often, or at least get them repainted and stuff. So, yeah, that you really get some unique views and ability to take pictures of both Big Thunder Mountain Railroad and the Haunted Mansion taking that. So
absolutely, and it, you're right, it gives you so many different photo opportunities. It kind of lets you step back from the areas, and you're, it's weird how you're just high enough where you could see you get better views and better pictures of a lot of the attractions.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And then the other thing is did you see Epcot's Flower and Garden Festival now expands to 90 days?
Yeah, my wife told me that the other day when I came home, and I thought it seems like it lasted forever last year, and now it's, what, another 15 days? So.
Absolutely. Well, everybody now calls it Flower and Food.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of food last year, so.
Yeah, I mean, they put up, I mean, not as many, but they put up quite almost as many kiosks for food as you do with food and wine anymore.
Yeah, I think so, and but that being in the spring and evened out a little bit, I'm hoping the hoping the weather will be a little nicer. I think every day we went out for food and wine this year was just still blistering hot. So
yeah, I'm loving it up here in New Jersey, though, John. I mean, we've been staying in the 50s so far, and that's like heaven to me up here. The longer the snow stays away, the better off I am. So usually if you're warm down there, that means the jet stream is pushing the hot air up to us a lot of times.
Yeah, you're still doing all right. Yeah, I think finally tomorrow, Monday, this coming Monday, I think it's finally actually supposed to cool down a little bit, maybe down in the 60s here for a high. So
yeah,
I can actually get out and do some yard work.
Well, that's heaven. I mean, up now tomorrow it's supposed to be like 42 here for a high.
Well, that's different.
Yeah, going down in the 30s at night, like below freezing, like 30, 31 degrees. I do not like that. When that starts to come, I turn into Bah Humbug Doug until the spring kicks in.
It makes you think more about moving down here, doesn't it?
John, everybody knows this. I have a problem with my – not a problem. Everything works fine. But I got a letter from my township that they're putting water and sewer down my road. So for me to sell my house, I got to update my septic system. So now I'm being held prisoner by my township because I can't – I put the new septic in and the house don't sell and water and sewer comes, I have to upgrade the water and sewer. You have no choice. So
gotcha.
I can't afford to pay for a new septic system and then pay to hook up to water and sewer because that would be my luck. My house would take I would get the septic upgraded, and then water and sewer, they'd start cutting a hole in the road the next day.
Yeah, you got it.
So that's what I'm waiting for. They're building this new development down the street from me, and when it's done, they're supposed to be running. So within the next year, I should have sewer. So the minute I am hooked up, the old Mr. Sale sign is going to be in, and me and you are going to be drinking margaritas at Epcot together once a month.
Sounds like a winner.
If not more.
Sounds good.
So, but that's about it for the news this week, John. I just wanted to cover every little thing to get your opinion on everything, because you're down there all the time. I wanted to see if you've seen a lot of this stuff. So you told me you headed over to the Osborne Lights. How was that?
They were spectacular. It seems like they even upped it a little bit this year, more than they had the last couple of years, just to, I guess, you know, for the finale. So yeah, they were really really well done. And they had I think we hung out for three or four of the different songs that they danced to, and yeah, they're just absolutely stunning.
Now, have you gone every year down there, or is this the first year in a few years? Or
I think we had skipped the last 2 years, and we saw them a long time ago when they were actually on Residential Street.
Okay.
And I liked them a lot when they were over there, just because it looked like a neighborhood. You know?
Absolutely, back where the Golden Girls houses were and
uh-huh.
all that. I liked it better myself that way.
Yeah, I liked it a lot when it was over there, and then when they moved it over to New York, and we'd seen it probably two or three, 4 years, and then we skipped the last couple of years and then had to make sure to get back out there this year to see it before it.
Yeah, I mean,
they wrap it up.
When it was back in the back lot with all the houses and all, it was absolutely, it just seemed more inviting, more homely. You know what I mean? It's just hard to explain, but you felt like you were walking through a neighborhood.
Well, it felt very realistic. It felt as if you just happened to stumble upon a neighborhood where everybody had the Christmas spirit. So.
Absolutely, because home here, it kind of reminded, we had this one house. I don't know if you guys have these, and you probably do. Everybody, I think, has one of these homes. But we had this house when we were kids, and I still remember to this day that the guy totally, I mean, he went crazy. It was like Walt Griswold times 1,000. I mean, he turned his entire garage into, it had like a pool in it. But it was like half high, so you could like see over it. And he had all floating boats in it that were mechanical that rode around. It kind of reminded you of something like It's a Small World, but on a small scale. And it was all decorated in lights. The whole garage was done. There was stuff all around the house. There was walking trails. And when we, it was the same way. Like the family, we were kids, we would all hop in the car. And you would ride around the neighborhoods and looking for lights, decorations.
Yep.
And we stumbled upon this house 1 year, and it was a tradition to go back every year. And that kind of reminded me back there when you were driving through, when you were walking through, it kind of reminded you, like, when I was a kid that you found this neighborhood that everybody loved to decorate.
Yeah, we had one very similar to that. It was just a small neighborhood that was a loop, you know, maybe 2 blocks long. Mm-hmm. It entered on one street and you exited on the other street, and in every house, I think there was 14 houses there, and every house was decorated. So what it felt like when it was on residential street, that you just stumbled upon this neighborhood where everybody loved to decorate. So.
I mean, and it reminded me, because it was more walking through that way, like. And I'm not picking on anything, so don't take me the wrong way here. You can like one or the other, but they're both awesome. When you're at the streets of America, I mean, at New York in the back there, it kind of reminds you, like, you're standing there watching it like you're at Times Square waiting for the ball to drop. You don't get to breeze through like you did when it was in the back.
Yeah, that's kind of what it felt like. So.
You know, everybody's like just standing. I mean, you didn't really walk around. You just stood there and watched, correct?
Yeah, we moved around a little bit, and then the cast members try to keep you moving one direction or another, but it's, you know, everybody's trying to film, everybody's trying to take a picture, yeah. And everybody's stopping to oogle and ogle, so it's very awkward to move through there. So
I mean, you did a good job on Periscope. It was a cool show, because you did tweet me or text me saying you were going to do it.
Yeah, I tried.
Yeah.
I still don't know if I'm doing that quite right on that.
You're though, fine. But. Everybody, nobody knows. We're old men, man. We're trying to catch up with this technology.
Exactly.
I know just enough to get myself in trouble with all this junk. That's what I know. That's why I'm doing this podcast. You know what I mean? I know just enough to get out there for you people to yell at me. Nah, but no, this is fun, though. But you know what I'm saying? Like, when you did the back area, you could just stroll along. It seemed like you could stroll along more at your own pace.
Right, yeah. Well, I think back then, too, it wasn't extremely popular like it is now, too. So.
No, the first time we heard about it was by mistake. We were down there at Christmas time. I didn't even know about it. We were just roaming around the studios, and there it was.
I think that's how I stumbled upon it way back when, and if I remember correctly, I saw it a long time ago. Even it might have been when I was in the Navy or before that. So yeah, it was quite
Navy,
a while ago. For some
you can sail the seven seas. Oh, am I singing that out loud, guys? Sorry about that.
Actually, I was stationed up there with you, Doug. I was stationed in New Jersey while I was in the Navy. So.
What part? I'm sorry we did this to you. Is that what happened? You got stationed in Jersey, and that's what happened to you.
That was my taste of winter. 3 winters and in Earl, New Jersey, and I went, no, thank you. I'm moving back to Florida. So.
We get pretty nasty up here, don't we?
Yeah, and it was. I had one winter where it was absolutely terrible. And our ship actually got. We were coming back into port, and we got stuck out in the ice, and had to anchor out one night. So yeah, it was tedious. So.
No, it's. I mean, I love my family and all here, and I love the attitude I have because I'm from New Jersey. you know, you wear that like a badge of honor.
It's a good excuse for you.
Yes,
you know. So.
Yeah, well, we're. What it is, dude, we're the most populated state. By square mile, New Jersey is the most populated state, believe it or not. And we all get on each other's nerves after a while. We all have attitude, but you wear it like a badge of honor. But what cracks me up, like I used to go to Myrtle Beach for spring break and go to down to Florida we've been, but everybody knew where we were from as soon as they met us. You guys are from New Jersey, aren't you? I was like, what do we have, like a big smudge on our hair? I said to them, is there a certain smell we have? What's the deal? And everybody say it's your attitude. Like, I'm like calm with the attitude compared to what I deal with. But
I can imagine, yeah. I remember quite a few. So.
Yeah, it's like, what are you looking at? It's that kind of attitude. But no, I'm sorry. That's what happened to you. You spent 3 years here.
Yeah, 2 years there, and then we moved over to Philadelphia in the shipyards for a while. So I spent a lot of time roaming around that city, too. So.
Yeah, the Navy shipyards. I had a lot of friends that worked there when they were open. It's a shame that they closed down as much as they did.
Yeah, well, they were knocking or really slowing down when we were there, but it was still a pretty functioning base, and it was actually really cool. So.
Yeah, it's slowly but surely coming back slowly again. I hope it does. I mean, that was a big shot in the arm to the city when that was going on. We got to use our ports more than, you know, giving it away to everybody else.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm glad you enjoyed that. What other ways was the studios decorated?
Let's see, they had the Osborne lights, they had the Christmas tree up front, I'm trying to think, and I don't know if they had a whole lot up yet, because it was like last Saturday, like I said, so it was just the week or two right after Halloween, so they had some of the stuff up otherwise, but not a whole lot.
Not full bore.
No, I don't think it was all the way done yet, but I'm pretty sure by this coming weekend everything will be done. So
yeah, well, you got to get back over there and give me another report. There's your excuse.
Absolutely.
You can blame me.
There you go.
I'm used to being blamed for everything. That's my name around here. What am I blamed for now? Did you have you been on? How do you like the new Great Movie Ride? Were you on that during this little trip?
Not this trip, but we did it a couple of months ago.
What's your thoughts on it? Do you like the upgrade to it?
Yeah, I enjoyed the upgrade a lot. Like the new film. So
yeah, it's awesome, isn't it? And I know I wanted to keep the hat. I wanted them to put the hat in the parking lot. I wanted them to make, know how you go to the Animal Kingdom and you have the little store outside before you go into the park where you can buy hats
right.
and t-shirts and sundries and you can get your sunblock and all right out there before you come in on the left-hand side there?
Yep.
I wanted them to do the same thing out in the parking lot with the studios with the hat. Don't you think it would have been awesome if they'd have started and put a little store out there right as you're coming in?
You know, they have the, out there between the, the boats, the buses, and the entrance where you get your bags checked, they have, that's where they put the Christmas tree
at
this year.
Exactly. And it's been out there a lot of years.
Yeah, there's a big old spot right there. They could have put the hat right there.
Absolutely, because they put Olaf in them there when the whole Frozen thing was going on. That would have been nice, too, because you could have seen the hat as you're coming down on the Friendship boats, the dock. That wouldn't that have been awesome if you could have seen that?
Yeah, I think that would have been a good spot.
Because you could have seen the hat and the Tower of Terror. It would have been, I think it would have tied in nice. But it's hard to take something apart like that and then put it back together.
Yeah, I would imagine. So.
Yeah, you know, but they could have did it. Come on. But all said and done, I do like, because I hate the term the end of the day. So when it's all said and done, I do think the studios look so much better. I love the look of the Chinese theater at the end of Hollywood Boulevard there, myself.
Yep. You know, it when it's lit up at night, it's fantastic. It looks so much more like an actual icon or an actual weenie for the park instead of the hat at the end of the street.
Well,
it looks great.
The hat kind of ruined the ambiance of it. Especially at nighttime, when you're walking down the boulevards there, you really feel like you're walking down Hollywood Boulevard. With that hat there, it just took it out of reality, if you get what I'm saying. With the Chinese theater now, you feel like you're walking down a street to the theater.
Yep. That's exactly what it looks like. So
The view there is... All the icons at the four parks blow me away. I don't know which one I like the most.
It's a tough decision, and I think really for actually I have to go with the Tree of Life, because one of my favorite things in the world is just to get one of them safari ambers, walk around and see the animal that you haven't found yet. So you know what I mean.
Absolutely, that Tree of Life is amazing. The work that they did on that, the carvings and all the plaster, because it's kind of like a plaster. I do some things like that when I'm working on hotels and casinos, when you're making round walls and you're doing different designs in the walls and stuff like that, and I enjoy that. I can only imagine of being able to sculpt an animal into a tree like that, the way they did that. It's absolutely amazing. But all four of them in their self have there's so much beauty about all four of them. Like, even the simplicity of the ball is amazing.
Yeah, and my favorite ride's inside, so, you know, I mean, it's hard to make a choice out of those.
Yeah, they did a great job. All four, as Denny liked to call them, the weenies, were really a good job. So, getting back to Christmas time, you were down there again at Epcot last weekend. Did you get to stay this, or yesterday you were there, did you get to stay? So you didn't get to see Illuminations. You decided not to. So you were telling me earlier you're going to see it on another visit.
Yeah, we're going to be out there staying at Saratoga Springs here, I think, 2 weeks. So we'll catch it either Saturday or Sunday night that weekend. So
yeah, I'm sure you're looking forward to it. The ending when it's Christmas, it just makes it extra special.
Yeah, I don't think we've ever seen any of the holiday tags they put at the end of the fireworks at the end of Illuminations. So be excited to see that. So
you roamed around the World Showcase. Did you get to see any of the decorations around there? Anything different or special this year?
They've got the tree up, and they actually have, you know, after the events in Paris a week ago, they have the Eiffel Tower lit up in France's colors. And
oh, God bless them. And our hearts go out to all the people in France. And we really, really, our deepest sympathies to you guys.
Yeah, it's horrible. Just the world we live in. And, you know, I even put on Facebook that day, I mean, I wish, really, really wish the world was like the World Showcase. Everybody just gets along, and you know what I mean? So.
Absolutely. I mean, I it's just so sad, the hatred that there's out there, and that's why we do this. You're trying to bring some happiness in everyday life, and trying to that's why I enjoy doing this. You get out of reality for a couple hours when I do the show or cut the show or listening to the other podcasts. It kind of puts you in your happy place.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I think that's why Disney is so popular now. You know, sometimes the real world's just too much, and it's nice to get away to a place where stuff like that doesn't happen. So.
Yeah, I wish we felt safe like we do there every day, because that's one place I do always feel safe.
Yeah, actually, I told you before, I've delivered products to the back of Epcot and the Magic Kingdom both, and actually Hollywood Studios and Animal Kingdom, and the security measures you go through to get into the back of the place are very thorough. So it makes you feel comfortable knowing that those measures are in place. So.
Well, when I moved down there, I had to hop in that passenger seat one day.
I could arrange that just about any time you wanted. So,
I would be so much fun. I would love to go in the back lot areas because I'm such a geek.
Yeah, you'd get a kick of it. We go right under, if you ride Test Track and you go do the outdoor portion, I drive right underneath that every time I deliver to Italy. So.
You have to take a picture for me. I mean, I would geek out so much because you told, like, and I've said it before, but I won't mind saying again that you said you've heard my podcast playing in Italy. And I would love nothing more to walk up and see that. That would freak me out.
It would make your day, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I'd probably pass out on the pasta. But that's really cool. I mean, that you get to see that from another view.
Yeah, it's really interesting. I was noticing it yesterday, some of the places where you're literally maybe 5 or 10 feet away from other times I am delivering products, and you would never know it. So it's really cool.
They've done a great job to keep the back area from the front area, from the stage to the back area, as they like to call
absolutely.
It.
Yep, absolutely.
But how cool was the lights? I bet the Eiffel Tower looked absolutely gorgeous.
Eiffel Tower was really pretty. I've got some nice pictures that I can put up on your Facebook page if you want me to.
Yeah, please do. We'd really appreciate that.
I got some pictures of that, some pictures of the Christmas tree lit up. They have most of the stages set up for the Santa Claus, or like, they're not all Santa Clauses, but the holiday storytellers.
Okay, I love the storytellers around the world. My favorite is seeing St. Nick in the flannel for Canada.
Yeah, I like that one. I like the German guy. So.
Yes, and I love all the sculptures and all the what are they called, the marionettes and all that they have back there.
Right, yeah.
So I Germany's awesome with all the toys, because they German is known for the toys, so it's neat to see that area decorated.
It is, and like I said, they have most of the decorations up, but the storytellers hadn't started yet, so we're gonna have to head back. Just an excuse for us to go back out in a couple weeks.
Well, we're going to be doing a couple Christmas shows coming up, and I would love to have you back on if you want to, when you guys go and talk about the Illumination ending and talk about the storytellers around the world, and let me know which one you guys seen on this next trip.
Yeah, we're gonna do that, and then even I know it'll probably hurt your heart, but I'll even mention a little bit about the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade at Universal if you can handle it.
No, that's fine. I don't hate on Universal. When we move down there, and I guarantee I'll have a pass for over there, because I like the competition. I'm glad that they're doing it. I mean, even though they're not big enough to be able to really give a threat to Disney, I think it really did wake Disney up and get them pushing forward again. Seeing what I think Universal did for Disney is, because Disney was in that lull there for a while where they weren't doing a lot. There was what, 4 or 5 years there where they were maintaining what they had, but they weren't adding anything new. Am I wrong about that?
They were resting on their laurels for a couple of years, absolutely.
And I think what Universal did by just doing the Harry Potter land, and I know Fantasyland is in the works already, but what I think it did is it showed Disney that there's still a lot of money to be had in the theme park industry. I think it reassured them of that in a way.
Yeah.
To show what little that little addition that Epcot, that Universal did, showed that if you do new stuff, people will come.
Absolutely, and you know, you're right. It they're not a real competition. Nobody's gonna. I doubt seriously how many people are gonna cancel their Disney vacation and take a Universal vacation. But I think what it did do was maybe that fourth or fifth day, instead of going back to Hollywood Studios, you know, for the second trip. Well, let's go back over Universal for another day because there's just so. And I mean, Hollywood Studios was just getting. I don't know, just really run down. So it's nice to see all that stuff coming, and I am a Star Wars fan, so I'm really excited to see that coming. So
well, you'll be our official geek of the show. You'll be my Star Wars geek.
I can fill that role. So
I'm looking forward to both of them. I'm looking forward to Toy Story Land myself because I'm more of – I mean, I cried like a blithering idiot. And don't tell any of the guys on the construction site. But at the end of that Toy Story 3, I cried like a baby.
I saw that with my son who was – 15 at the time, so what do you think was happening? And watching the kid grow up and go off to college, that'll hit you.
Yeah, exactly, and just all the it brings back so many childhood memories with the toys and stuff. So but as much as I'm looking forward to that, I'm looking forward to I'm looking forward to Star Wars Land the same way I am with Avatar Land. I'm just excited that they're doing something new, and even though I don't love Star Wars, I've seen every one, I've mentioned a million times, but I am going to be so into the Disney aspect of it, of how they build, how they construct the land. That's the other reason I want to get my butt down there. If I could get down there, I might be able to help build one of these things or two before I'm too old to tape or mud or swing a hammer, what I'm saying?
Yeah, there's a lot of construction going on there right now, that's for sure. So
I've already been offered a couple jobs in the past just by putting an olive branch out there just to see who would bite. I'm putting my pole in the water, to say. And I've had multiple bites. So I would love to be out. It would be a dream of mine to build one of the hotels or work on one of the parks.
Sounds great.
So I'm so looking forward to both of these lands. And you're right. I think they didn't know what they were doing with the studios for the longest time. I don't think they knew what to do with
it. Yeah, and it kind of, I mean, I miss the way it was when it did open. I went out there, I think, in 89, and just a little bit after it opened, and the backlot tour was so long and so extensive and actually showed you a lot about movie making.
It was amazing.
Yeah, it was a blast. And
now you feel like you get to the gusher within 2 seconds.
and you're done. And the animation thing they had back then, you actually walked past some windows where they're, I think they were drawing Mulan at the time, and you actually saw people working on feature animation. Yeah. So
yeah, me and Denny a few shows back were talking about that, how it reminded you of, like, did you ever see the Pixar Story?
No, I don't think so.
Like, yeah, if you get a chance, check that out. It shows the whole how all of Pixar works. It shows the behind the scenes at the studio and all. And the cool, like, they have games and toys. It shows you how John Lasseter wants them to go have fun. There's playrooms. It's just a total. It's kind of like Google. They set the blueprint for Google.
Yeah, it sounds like I went in the wrong business. So.
Exactly, but the cool part was when you would walk by and see all the people's what they have on their desk. Just what they're working, and you're like spying it. It was like a reality show watching them draw. When you were there at the studios in the animation pavilion when it was originally
right.
So yeah, I'm going to miss that, like Denny and then miss Malmstrom. I mean, just going in there and drawing with my wife was so much fun. It was like one of the few free things you got from Disney.
You don't get many free souvenirs, so.
No, but I honestly believe they know which way they're going, and they have a destination now. They have an end game at the studios, and I think the studios, when it's all said and done, when the studios are done and Animal Kingdom's done, those parks are going to be, you're not going to know which one you want to go to each day.
You're right. Yeah, it's going to be a tough decision, and then you still have the Epcot and the Magic Kingdom, so, you know.
Yeah, I mean, and we've talked before, and we're going to do that probably at the end of the year show. I want to get into what needs to be fixed and what don't, but you know, Epcot is getting long in the tooth. We mentioned at the beginning of the show. I'm so happy that Captain EO is going away.
Well, to tell you, the thing about Epcot is, I could care less about Future World. We don't even hardly stop there. Actually, we stopped at Taste Track and get.
But wouldn't it be nice if you if you did.
Yeah,
that's my
nice.
Point. I could spend all day in World Showcase.
That's basically what we do. We just go out there and walk around there a couple of times,
and that's what me and Brent do every night. We end up 80% of our trip. We end up if we're there for a 7-night trip, we end up back at Epcot four
that's
nights.
That's about right. Yes.
And we see Illuminations three of them, maybe four, but we love it. And I love all that, but how nice would it be to want to – I spend more time prior to you because I have to do Soarin' Test Track and Spaceship Earth every trip. And I'm an Ellen fan, even though Bob wants Ellen going.
I do Spaceship Earth. I love Spaceship Earth and still love that one. But and Test Track I like, but Soarin', I don't know. The last couple of times we've been on it, the film's got so many issues with it and stuff like that, and I just
– Yeah.
I'd rather do Test Track, so.
Test Track. I hear you. I've always liked Test Track more than Soarin', but my wife, that's her ride. She loves it. So, and it ain't a ride to fight over. I like it, too. I'm not saying at all. The music is what I love. I could close my eyes on that, and it inspires
me. Yeah, I do agree with that. I love the music, so.
Yeah, because I have it on my iPhone. I'll be at the job site, and I'll be cutting a piece of crown molding, or something will be going wrong, and I'll put that on my phone. It kind of puts me, it brings me back down to earth, even though you're flying. But it kind of calms me down. My brother, once in a while, don't go put that stupid song on you like.
You know, the music that does that for me is when you're walking into Epcot from the International Gateway.
Uh-huh.
That background loop over there, that's the one that I like to put on when I'm in a bad mood. So, yeah.
Yep, I put that on too. That's the that's the loop that's on the show the
most. Yeah, yeah.
It puts a spring in your step.
Yes, it does.
But I put that on. I got Illuminations on. There's so many songs from the Magic Kingdom and Walt Disney World that are on my phone that it just make me happy at times, and that's what you need.
You got it.
So, but no, I know what you're saying. World Showcase is awesome in itself, but I wish that I can't wait for them to do some much needed upgrades. Like, with the land, bring back the skippers. I do like the Circle of Life. Maybe they could add something to that. Yeah, Ellen does need to be upgraded, but I think the whole problem with Ellen being upgraded is they don't want to get rid of her because she is an attraction to a lot of people. Ellen's probably the second most popular woman in the United States behind Oprah.
Yeah. She does. She is popular.
You know, she has her following, and I think because she's linked to Universal. Her show is sponsored by Universal. She does Universal Studios every year. So I think there's a contractual problem with changing that ride because I think it can exist. It's kind of like, you know how the rides are at Universal that we can't touch because they have priority rights because we bought them afterwards? Like, they can't upgrade them or change them, but they can keep those rides as long as they want.
The Marvel stuff, yeah.
And Disney, yes, and Disney can't copy any of them right now. Well, I think Universal has the same thing with Ellen. They own her likeness. Because that was built prior to her being with them, they're allowed to use it. But I think they can't change it because she's contractually obligated to Universal, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I wonder what kind of mess it was to get Finding Dory made then, you know, because
I think that's what took it so long, to be quite honest with you. I mean, why wouldn't they wanted to do that sequel? I mean, that was as popular as any of the Disney Pixar movies.
Yep.
So, but the days of Disney World, man, we're in the heyday, if you ask me. Besides the ticket prices, everything else I'm happy about.
Oh, yeah, what competition there is between Universal and Disney is just, it's nothing but, you know, good stuff for us as fans. Because if they build this, well, then they're going to build that. And if they build this, they're going to build that. So, you know, it's just great for us.
Absolutely. I'm really excited about things to come with to Walt Disney World. I'm so excited. I can't wait to get down there again and have a margarita with you,
buddy. Sounds good.
So that's going to be it for this week's show, John. Well, I'm going to wrap things up.
I got two things I wanted to mention, if you got a minute.
Okay. Okay. 10 minutes for you, John.
I think I've heard you mention before the Character Warehouse. Didn't you say you stop at one in Jacksonville or something like that on the way down to...
We stop at one in St. Augustine. It's a Disney store. It's like a Disney outlet store.
Well, there's one. I don't know if you've ever been over to it. There's one off of International Drive here. It's called the Character Warehouse, and they get all the stuff from the parks that's been discontinued, and sell it for 40 to 60% off generally. And so we always hit it right after the festivals because you'll catch the food and wine festival stuff
Oh, that's
you'll catch
awesome.
Whatever didn't sell. So you're not always guaranteed to find the your size shirt or that coffee mug that you wanted, but there's a good chance.
Absolutely, because that's how it is at the one in the outlet in St. Augustine. Like, and how we found that one is my old partner, Scott, from many, many moons ago, still a friend of mine, but he told me about it, and we forgot my one godson. We left. We had souvenirs for everybody, and we're on I-4. We're on I-4, just getting ready to get on 95, and I'm like, oh, my God, we forgot him. And I remembered the outlet store, and we went in there, and we bought him, like, two hoodies, bought me a couple sweatshirts. I mean, it was amazing. Brenda had to drag me out of there before we went broke because of how cheap everything was.
Yeah, we hit the one here in Orlando probably good. Once every 2 months or so, we like to go over there and just check out the stuff. And what I really wanted to mention was that it's closed for a couple of weeks for a refurbishment. And we showed up there yesterday to do some shopping, and it was closed. So, but
okay. I want to check it out because I love their, especially for me, I love their sweatshirts. They last forever, and it's nice to have a place where you can buy adult stuff because all the local Disney stores have absolutely no adult
stuff. They're definitely more geared for the kids. So yeah, in this store, it's got, I would say, at least 60% of their stuff is adult stuff. So
that's awesome, and it's called the Character Outlet.
It's a Character Warehouse, and it's over at the...
And it's owned by Disney?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the Orlando Premium Outlets. And, yeah, it's actually... They do pin trading in there, and they were installing, actually, the Magic Band thing, but I don't know if they had finished the installation of that yet. But, oh, yeah, it's...
Oh, where you can customize your own Magic
Band. Where you were able to pay with the Magic Band, so...
Oh, okay. Because did you see that yet over at Space Mountain, how they have the where you can make the customized Magic
Bands? Yeah, we went over there and looked at that, I think, 2 weeks ago. We walked over there specifically to look at it. So, but I got my grumpy one a couple of months ago, so I'm good. So
you're living large.
Yeah.
And what was your other piece of news, buddy?
Since we couldn't get into the Character Warehouse yesterday, we went over to a place called Theme Park Connection. Have you ever been to that one?
Now that one's where they it's kind of like eBay, kind of, isn't it? Like they have things on consignment.
Well, no,
on there?
I don't know how they get their stuff, but they actually get ride vehicles, they get signs, they get stuff actually from the parks. And
yeah, I have seen it. I actually talked to the manager because I was trying to get him on the show, and his wife, Ricky Brigani of Inside the Magic.
Yeah.
I actually spoke. His wife works there. She did at the time, and I actually spoke to her. She was a very sweet woman, very, very nice, and for one reason or another, things slipped through the cracks, and I never got to interview them, but I wanted to get them on the show to talk about all the different stuff that they have in this warehouse, and I don't know if maybe they didn't call me back because of the whole Ricky Brigani deal.
Maybe it just didn't work out, huh?
Yeah, but I would love to have them on, but I've heard they have, like, Mr. Toad's Wild Ride might be in there, and all the anything that's historical from Disney, they could have T-shirts, they could have all different things
in
there.
We ended up there, walking around there yesterday. They've got a cast member clothing that's been discontinued. They've got, they sold it, but they had a Snow White vehicle after Snow White shut down. And what other, they've got some movie props. They had plenty of movie props from, Lone Ranger, but
favorite.
Yeah, exactly. But, it's a really cool place. It's, if you're looking for that unique, different stuff, you know what they'd had for a while? They had one of the benches from Epcot that caught the solar power. So it just wacky stuff like that. You know, it's not your typical souvenir stuff, but if you're interested in that oddball type of
if you hit the lottery and you want to go build yourself a little part of Disney in your back yard, that's the place to go.
Absolutely, you'd be able to customize it exactly what you want. So
yeah, everybody knows the Lone Ranger ain't my favorite. I guess still to this day, I can't believe they couldn't have found American Indian to play Johnny Depp.
You would think so, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it just was wrong to me as being an American Indian. I mean, if you wanted Johnny Depp in the movie, let him be the Lone Ranger.
Exactly.
I'm not saying I'm hating on Johnny Depp, but I just didn't want him being an Indian. I think it was kind of a slap in the face to American Indians, if you ask me.
Yeah, kind of retroactive all the way back to the 30s and the 40s when they made the movie. So.
Yeah, it was just wrong to me. But I would like to. That's two things that are on my bucket list. I'll definitely go to one or the other on our next trip down there, because they're right outside the parks. They're not too far.
No, I think actually the theme park connection is only good 5 minutes away from five or 10 minutes away from Character Warehouse, and Character Warehouse is over off International Drive, so it'll take you 20-25 minutes to get over there from Disney property. So you got to leave the bubble, okay. But you know, if you're going to save that much money, it would sometimes be worth it. So,
well, we got to drive home, so we could do it on the last day we're leaving, you know what I'm saying, or something like that, or sneak out during the middle of the trip, because we head over, we have some friends and all that live down there that will sneak out of the bubble every once in a while, but I hate it.
Yeah, even I hate it when I leave, so I can't help it.
I don't blame you. Like, our uncle lives down there. We go, and my mom and Jay, she calls me her son that does things for her. She lives down there now, and we go to see our uncle, and it's like, I love seeing him, but it's like, you sneak out, and you feel like you can't wait to get back under there. It's like, it's hard to explain how the feeling is when you're in that under those gates.
Yeah, it makes you feel happy. So.
Absolutely. But you did a great job. And thanks for sitting in with me today. I really, really appreciate it, John. I can't wait to have you on again. You got an open invitation, my good friend.
Hey, anytime you need me, I'll be more than happy to do it. So,
and give everybody your Twitter handle if you want them to follow
sure,
you.
Sure, it's at Beer Solo.
And when do you get that from, John? Do you actually like beer?
I like beer a little bit.
Beer
I like
and Star
Wars?
Wars
a little bit. So, you know.
There you go. But you did a great job. Please, guys, go over to iTunes and give us a review. We'd really, really appreciate it. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And please bear with me. I'm sorry the show's been a little I skipped one show this week. My voice has been horrible. I don't know if you could tell, but it's almost back to normal. And Denny decided to step away from me for a while, so I'm getting everything back in order, so please bear with me. I hope you guys continue to enjoy the show, and we will be back with you next week.
All right, I'm going to pick
up
the tabs
from
you this week there, Doug. I got it.
Oh, you're buying.
I got it.
That's rare. I'll leave the tip, buddy, because we always tip here at the Main Street Pub.
Two frozen margaritas from Mexico coming up.
Thanks, buddy. You have a great week, bud. Well, that's going to be it, guys. The Main Street Pub is closed. I'm going to hop off my stool, pay my tab. Please head over to iTunes and leave me a review. Also, follow me on Facebook and Twitter at WDW Main Street. And please don't forget our fine sponsors. If you need a home in the Central Florida area, contact Elite Vacation Homes at 888-510-6679. If you need a scooter in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at 855-939-7266. If you need me to book your next Disney World vacation, contact me at American Tourist Travel, 856-227-9200. And last but not least, our good friends over at David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay at the Yacht Club, the Beach Club, Saratoga Springs, any of the DVC resorts, contact David's Vacation Club Rentals at 800-610-5791. And go check us out over at www.magicalmainstreetmemories.com. Thank you and have a great week. Bye-bye.